the leather bag, the wine skin.
The Boda bag, which was originally made from like a calf's organ.
Organ of some kind. It's got the red rope.
Or leather.
The red twisted rope,
yes.
or leather. And that's what, you know, wine was even cured in or something.
Well, it certainly was a way to transport it and to drink it. So
I've been through a couple in my life. Are they still...
Yeah,
they
we still
work for mountain climbers and hikers and all that.
Yeah, and sports fans.
Is there any particular advantage to it, except it's so portable, so unbreakable? It's just,
just easy to carry around.
It works, okay.
Well, I wanted to talk about the perron because that is something that's fashioned after the Boda bag.
This is glass, though.
Yes, this is glass. It looks like it has a big bulb on the bottom and then this funny-looking cone that actually the wine pours out of. And it's from Spain, and what you do, it's kind of a fun festive summer thing to do, and you fill it up with wine, and then you tilt it, and you drink it.
Drink it straight from the bottle.
There. Without having to put your mouth on it. So it's kind of a fun festive party.
It's a community
party. Yeah. It's a way to share wine without sharing spit.
Does wine in a box still work? Is it legitimate wine? Or is it just a party thing?
Actually, I think the wine in a box has definitely improved, and you generally get what you pay for. So this is a brand new product. It's called Bonfire Wines, and it's interesting because it's almost like a little camelback, and it's got a spout on it, and so it's a 1.5 liter. It stays fresh for up to 4 weeks. It's wonderful for camping because there's no added weight here. And it's super disposable. So.
This is not a box, but a bag almost. With the spout.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's brand new.
Okay.
And that would be perfect for the park or, like I said, for camping. Because in Colorado, you know, the last thing you want to do, and I've done this, so I know from experience, you have glass and extra weight in your backpack, and that's the worst.
Yeah, we're not doing it. Yeah, another wine in the box.
Yeah, so this is Black Box, which is kind of neat because it's actually vintage dated, and it's a single varietals. But what I love about this little Tetra Pak, which is a little different than a box, is that this is a 500 milliliter, and you unscrew it, and then if you don't drink it all, you can kind of squeeze the box. And then when the liquid comes to the top, you cap it off. So then there's absolutely no air in there. And that keeps it fresh for longer. What we have here, this is Underwood. And it's actually Oregon Pinot Noir. And there's a little Pinot Gris, all from Oregon. And this is actually a great little wine. It's dry. It has no tinny taste. It's like drinking a beer. And we sell a lot of this. It's 13% alcohol. So it's not too sweet. One of the things, the little tricks that I've mentioned before, is sometimes if you're thinking like, I wonder if this rosé is sweet or this white wine is sweet, you can look at the alcohol content. If it's below 10%, it's going to be a little sweeter, like our next wine.
But
these are 13% alcohol. These are nice and dry, refreshing. They come in an aluminum can. It's like drinking a beer.
This one is in a small, looks like a, what are we thinking, a Red Bull, the small Red Bull or the small Starbucks shot.
Yeah, this is even smaller. It's at 4.2 ounces. So this little box is from Infinite Monkey Theorem, which is a Colorado company.
Our local winery.
Yep. And this is a rosé wine. It has just a slight effervescence to it. And it's a slightly sweeter and lower in alcohol. But again, you know, for a hot night or something like you're not having food with it, you just want, or maybe you're having some dessert or watermelon or chocolate or whatever, that'd be perfect.
Now, there are also some accessories that make the summer wine experience a little more pleasant.
First tip, if you come home from the store, you haven't chilled your wine, the best thing to do is to put ice and water. And that completely coats the bottle and will chill it so much faster than just putting it in a bucket of ice. So the trick is to put the water in there. Next best thing would be to have one of these wine chillers, and this will chill it in about 10 minutes. It's like a sleeve.
This one, chilling.
Oh, the corksicle.
Is that a chilling device here?
This is a chilling.
A corksicle.
Yes. What you do with a corksicle is you freeze this as well. And then this goes in, you either unscrew or uncork your bottle. And then this goes down the middle of the bottle, and so it chills it from the inside out. These wine people are creative.